Well, hello there once again. We're going to try this with a little bit different. You'll see a trial thing up in some corner, and my lips may sound a little bit, or maybe a little bit off, but I'm trying a new video program, and I had the hardest time getting this to work, so I hope that this works. But this is just an experiment once again, so, you know, I mean, we're gonna play around with this shit and see what works. And so this is day 7, or by the time I get this posted, it'll probably be day 8 of the National Podcasting Month. And my name is Adam. I don't usually do solo podcasts, but I'm gonna attempt this. So anyway, I had some issues with my computer, and I'm going to talk about them a little bit because maybe somebody knows. So for some reason, when I set this up, Audacity always works kind of funky, and I wish I could take a screenshot. In fact, I probably could take a screenshot, but it would be too much trouble to move Audacity and do all that. But basically, when I set my default recording device in the operating system in Windows, a lot of you are going to say, well, there's your problem right there. You shouldn't use Windows. But when I set that, and then I start recording, and maybe it's my video program, but VidBlaster is what I'm using. And as soon as I start recording, it bumps that recording level on the recording device way up, and it blows everything out. So I actually had to open up the control panel. I had to hit record, and then I had to set my volume, and then I had to start doing the actual show. And it took me forever to figure that out. And the audio is still going to be kind of funky because I'm getting hisses and hums and weird everything. I cannot seem, no matter what I do, I cannot seem to have a situation where the recording happens the same way every night. It's just weird, really weird. I don't know. I come in here and it's like demons have taken over the computer. So I have no idea what happened. So if any of you have any ideas, and I'm supposed to be the one that knows about audio, but for some reason my computer is demon possessed, and it's probably, once again, here's what Daniel would say. He would say, Adam, you're trying to do too much. You're adding video. You're doing all this stuff. And he's probably right. I mean, but it's fun. I like to do video. I like to let you guys see me, and I like to play around with it. Actually, if you'll note, if you're watching the video, this is a green screen. So that green screen that you saw yesterday, there we go. So that's a green screen. I didn't have time to get a good background, but I am going to show you something a little bit later. And I know, so I'm using a webcam because I don't have an input for a normal camera. So the webcam doesn't have quite as good a resolution. It is an HD camera, but it still doesn't have quite as good a resolution as, obviously, as a video camera. So if I had a video camera, you wouldn't get these little jaggies around the edge of me and stuff like that. And you see, my lighting is still not perfect because I'm getting green, green around my fingers, which you can always tell a bad green screen job when someone gets green around their fingers. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about today is a show that I've been watching, and it's called Heart of Dixie. And I love this show. I actually posted on Google Plus today that, everybody should go and watch it. Now, I give no warranties for my taste in TV. But, and I know you noticed that I have the big headphones on. I have some in-ear headphones, and because I was having so much trouble with the audio, I decided to use the big, nasty, ugly headphones. Maybe I'll be able to switch back to the other headphones tomorrow. But anyway, so I noticed, I put a post up, you know, that I was watching this show called Heart of Dixie, and I said I don't give any warranties as to, you know, how good this show is. But let me just tell you guys what it's about. So it's a show about this young doctor who ends up going to this small town, I think in Alabama, I can't remember, but she goes to this small town called Bluebell. And it's just all about, it's an over-the-top view of Southern, like, I mean, Southern Belles and all this stuff. But I kind of like shows that are kind of sugary sweet, you know, really produced well, pretty scenery, you know, that sort of stuff. And, you know, just a plot that's easy to kind of follow along without having to think too much. I kind of like shows like that sometimes. And a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, the actors are hot, but the plot is really weak. And I don't feel that way necessarily about this show. But what I will tell you is the main character guys, there are three of them, and they're all hot. I mean, every one of them are hot. And I can show you this one, so I'm going to pull him up, and not me. But his name is, oh gosh, I can't remember his name. But in the show, his name is Wade. And there you'll see him. He is so hot. And I had a picture of him full, because he has the best abs that I think you'll see of anybody in a long time. And I just love his face. It's so rugged and like, but anyway, let me see if I can find another picture here of him. For some reason, my Google is having a hard time here. It's probably the computer. It's like, I can't do all this. Yeah, I'm having trouble. So, I mean, you guys are just going to have to look it up. But look up Heart of Dixie, and you'll be able to find some really hot. In one of the episodes, I think it's called Heat of Summer or In Heat or something like that. All three of the main character guys end up taking off their shirts at one point, and God, it's fucking hot as hell. I practically had to jack off while I was, you know, waiting, while I was watching this show, because it was so hot. I wish I had the other picture, but anyway, so that's my, you know, I'm not going to make any sort of warranties on the quality of the show or anything like that. I'm only going to say that, you know, I really like it, and you guys should try it out and just see, if for nothing else, to see the hot guys for a couple of episodes. And if you can't stand it, then, I don't know. I mean, I just have different tastes than you do, and that's fine. But that's what I've been watching, and this is going to be, I'm sorry if this episode is boring or anything like that. So what do you guys watch? So I did want to say one other thing related to television. I've been watching Bones for a long time, and I started watching Bones. It just came back on November 3rd, and I don't think this is a spoiler. I don't remember how the last episode ended, though, of last season, but she's pregnant. And her and Booth are together now. And for some, I don't like shows to, I like the sexual tension between the man and the woman or whatever in shows like that, to kind of stay that way. And I think that when they come together, that's a sign of the end of the show. You know, I mean, they don't have as many scenarios to play up. And so anyway, they ended up bringing them together. And they're like house shopping and all this other stuff. And Bones even has a completely different, she just acts different. So I'm not even sure, you know. Oh, update. So, you know, that guy that I told off, well, I didn't tell him off. And I got some good, actually, Google Plus saying that, you know, I did the right thing. He actually sent me, so I felt bad, and I sent him another text message explaining that, look, you know, I told him everything that I said in my podcast. I didn't tell him I put him on a podcast, but I mean, I told him that, you know, he didn't have a job and I didn't have a lot of money, but I'd probably be the one that would have to pay for things. And that really pissed him off. And then he finally sent me a text message saying that, to leave him alone. So I don't know. I mean, what do you do? I mean, what do I do? I thought that the message I sent him was perfectly nice. It was like, you know what? We're not looking for the same things. You live far away. I don't know what to do. I mean, that is the story of my life. Like, I either have to roll over and just be a doormat for people, or if I'm not a doormat and I actually state my mind, you know, I tell them what I'm thinking, then they think that I'm being a jerk. And it's only one of those two things. I don't understand why that is. I mean, I really don't understand why that is. I try, and I feel so guilty. Like, I've been thinking about it for the past day. Like, well, what could I have said better to him? You know, I don't want to hurt his feelings. He was a cute guy, but I don't know. That's why I say dating is for the birds. I'm just going to be single, and I'll look on Grindr, and I'll hook up whenever I want to hook up. But there is no need. I mean, there is no need to go through all this shit that I have to go through all the time. You know, I mean, because it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous the kind of things that, I don't know. I mean, everybody's so weird. And I guess I'm just not used to dating anymore. I was in a relationship for 6 years, and I guess I just got used to being in a relationship. But anyway, guys, watch Heart of Dixie, one episode, just for that guy. I can't point. Just for that guy. I mean, he is ridiculously hot. And I mean, that doesn't do him justice, but he is ridiculously hot. And there are two other guys that are also hot. And I think it's a good storyline. I really do. But let me know what you think about it. If you hate it, that's fine. But there are still hot guys in there. AdamBurns.UK@gmail.com. You can go to Google Plus and find me at, just look for Adam Burns. And I want you guys to keep contacting me. And I'm sorry if this one was boring. I've had a really busy day and I was trying to get all this video shit set up and, you know, whatever. But I did want to talk about this show. I wish I had some better pictures for you. Anyway, everyone, I hope you have a good day tomorrow, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye, everyone.